Freedom is still the best answer to the problems of freedom, said Kropotkin. What better base meaning of this than that the earth teaches us best? As Mrs. Trotter used to say, bot sense is better than tot sense. And this message is key in the novel by Joanna Spyrie, The Story of Heidi. And I'm pondering whether it would be at least part of it, a good one for us to read together. It's such a good analysis of class. And in Heidi, whose grandfather refuses to let the child leave the mountain to go to school. What are you going to make of the child, says the disapproving pastor. Nothing. Great answer. It's such an insightful book, right? That's the problem. That's the problem right there. A system that tries to make of our children what it needs to perpetuate its regime of control, of striving ever for perfection, in its sad need to feel supreme. The truth is, we are born whole, and it takes a lot of concentrated energy to ruin that. And so when we reclaim our lives, the energy released is going to be an amazing thing to see and feel and be in. We got to start doing it. So what is he trying to make of little Heidi, who's 5 years old at this time? Or actually, by the time this conversation happens, she's 8. She's with him from 5 to 8. Lucky girl. What are you going to make of the child? Nothing, he says. She grows and thrives with the goats and the birds. She's well enough with them. And that's an understatement. They are models of what's true and honest. She learns no harm from them, says the grandfather. And I was thinking of this when I listened to a group of pundits discuss how to get youth engaged in electoral politics, apparently in response to a request from a state Supreme Court justice who was bothered that the youth he or she encountered were unaware that the judiciary was independent. And I thought, of what? Of power? Certainly not. This power is what the state means. And getting free of power is how we advance the species. That's our work right now, to get free of power. All of us globally, all institutions under class are in some sense departments of state, of power, exist to reinforce the legitimacy of rule. So the learning we get from it is inherently dishonest, biased. The deck is stacked always to maintain the rigid control of the few. The few's exclusive hold on decision making. So here we have one state in the earlier example of China denying its degraded rank access to education, and another demanding that all youth be officially lied to. Aren't we sick of it? Aren't we tired of getting jerked around by these arrogant folks? Who says we are the state's possession to do with as it pleases? It's force that is the culprit. That's why I want to read Heidi. He models what true leadership looks like. Bought sense is better than taught sense. Truly, he lets her lead. You let life live itself. You let life be. You let life say what it needs. You don't tell life what it is. It's force that is the culprit.